making it foggy outside. All the planes have been grounded. Ain't the fire inside? Let's all go stand around it.
Funny, I've been there and you've been here. We ain't had no time to drink that beer. 'Cause I understand you've been running from the man.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sandman Podcast. We are coming to you live from beautiful Havertown, Pennsylvania. I am joined today, as always, by our resident hack checker, Oliver Fullington, our producer, El Hilo del Hack, Tyler Fullington, and the hardcore icon himself, the Sandman Hack. What's going on?
WrestleMania week, dude. I can't believe how pumped I actually am because there's so much talent in that company. And it's just... The show's 10 times better than it was to me, like when I stopped watching it 5-10 years ago. I mean, they're hitting on all cylinders right now. I just hope they do the right thing this weekend.
All right,
which means keep the belt on Roman.
Oh, we're getting started already with the
keep
Roman.
Keep the belt on Roman.
He wants him to keep the belt on Roman. I know that that is definitely your preference. I'm one of the Cody crybabies. Yeah, well, we're going to be taking that to the bank. You're going to owe me a dollar, Hack. We made a bet last week, so I expect for you to pay up. No change. It has to be a crisp dollar bill. I will collect next Monday.
Can't pay you in pennies?
No, he can send me a Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, or a crisp dollar bill.
You'll be getting taxed on that dollar.
But, Hack, I know you're certainly super excited for this WrestleMania card. I know we are as well.
Dude, and I don't get excited for stuff, but this is good stuff going on right here. Especially with you put The Rock back into the mix, dude, and business is picking up.
Yeah, I mean, look, The Rock getting involved in this Mania has certainly taken it to another level from where it would have probably been. You know, you would have been looking at just a straight-up rematch at WrestleMania back-to-back years. That's certainly not something that they've historically done. And now it's just added a whole different element. Obviously, The Rock coming back and performing the way he has and the beatdown that we saw last Monday. What did you think of the angle where The Rock left Cody laying last week?
It was kind of perfect. You know what I'm saying? It was like exactly what they needed.
Yeah, you get a lot of heat going into the match.
Yeah.
We're recording this before Raw on Monday 4-1, so in case anything big goes down, that just won't be in the show. I apologize. But the match, the heat for the match coming in this Sunday and Saturday certainly is going to be out of this world. I know the link is going to be on fire. I can't wait.
I don't know how it can be on fire when it's going to be 35 degrees.
Yo, so let me ask you about that as a performer. Have you ever worked in a building that was just too cold and you kind of just couldn't get going? Or do you think that's going to affect the performance at all on Sunday and Saturday?
Well, yeah. I mean, guy, you could go. Look, when you're going, just think about 35 degrees. Let's say there's a 10-mile-an-hour wind. Imagine standing on the beach in a bathing suit, 35 degrees, 10-mile-an-hour wind. How cold are you going to be?
Yeah,
it's a long walk. I don't care how much you warm up in the back, dude. It's a long walk during your entrance, their entrance. You know what I mean? You got 10 minutes of standing there doing nothing.
So do you think before the match, or the talent, you think they're getting like a pump on? Do you think they're doing a little like warm up? Like what?
Walk me through. Oh, yeah, they're all, dude. Yeah.
I mean, besides having a beer and a cigarette, walk me through a warm up for you before a match.
I would bend over and touch my toes. That's it.
That's
bend over, touch my toes. That's it.
All right, that's the hack method. I don't know if that's going to be how Roman, Cody, and the rest of the card does it, but that's certainly the hack method before a match and a big match like that. So, night one, the only matches we know for sure night one are going to be the tag match, and that's between.
And how do we only know? How do we not know every single match before? They'll probably break them all out tonight on Monday Night Raw. Anything that they haven't decided, but I mean, come on.
Yeah, I think for the most part, the cards are set in stone in terms of what's actually going to be on the shows, but they haven't really fully fleshed out which matches are going to be on which night yet. I don't know if they know or if they just haven't put that out for the public, and certainly not. It's not a case where they're trying to push ticket sales. These shows are sold out, so it's not as if they don't have matches for the cards where people are going to be wondering.
Yeah, but I would think that, like, because not everybody's going to be able to afford to go both nights. So you would think that, like, for the general public, you would want to put out which matches are going to be which night so people can decide, like, which one they want to, like, actually go. I don't know if that's going to matter to people, but I would think that you would want to give people, like, somewhat of a... I mean, dude, it's WrestleMania. People are going to buy tickets.
How much did you pay for your tickets?
So I got two tickets for night one, night two. I got face value, luckily, and they were about $250 for each night.
$125 a piece?
No, $250 each.
Where are your seats? Are you in the middle of the ring?
They're lower level.
Oh, okay.
What, like 105 or something like that? You definitely don't want to be on the floor.
No, it's not on
you
the floor.
You don't want to reach 30 yards back on the floor.
Are you in the lower bowl?
Yeah, I'm in the lower bowl both nights. So
that's actually not that bad, Tosh, to be honest with you. Like, right. Thinking about it.
I didn't have to pay secondary market. I happen to know a friend. Shouts out to Gambino, who hooked us up for the tickets night two. I'm going with my dad night two.
Hey, yo, Gambino. Hey,
did you look at the map? Does it show where? Because usually when they do a stadium show, they end up popping the ring over. It's because I've done a lot at double A ball and stuff like that. You know what I mean? They put the ring right over top of the pitcher's mound. Did you see the floor layout?
I haven't yet. I think I'm going to be kind of over to where the ramp is, but not like on the ramp side. It should be a little bit lower to where my seats are. I think I'm going to be around, if you had to put a number on it, like the 30-yard line, something like that. But
I'm just wondering if they're going to dead center the ring in the field.
I would assume that they would.
You would think.
Yeah.
Are they going to have a tarp? Is there going to be a tarp over it, like 50 feet
is.
Above it?
Yeah, when they do outside. Tarp up? Yeah,
whenever they never they show do it, but I guess it's there.
Yeah, whenever they do their outside shows, they have like their four pillars on each corner of like the outside and like just like a huge, I don't know, 40, 50 foot high, you know.
Giant stage.
Whatever. They did with that. Dude, they did a great job of hiding the When was that last cage thing?
Chamber.
Yeah, the chamber match, dude. You didn't see the chamber at all in between. Like that thing, like just rose up into the sky.
Yeah. No, I mean they always have fantastic staging and production elements. So I'm sure that they're gonna try to have sight.
And when are the Phillies gone? So when can they get in there now? So we got a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah. Then the Phillies go to Washington. I think
this weekend.
So they'll
be in there Thursday.
Yeah, but it's at the Link. It's not at Citizens Bank.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Oh,
yeah. The Eagles are off this time of year.
Oh, usually. Yeah. I'm thinking it's in the baseball. So why didn't you guys stop me when I was saying over the freaking
pitcher's mound? I don't know.
Were just speaking in general terms. Right, okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I thought
you
were just talking about. I think it's going to be dead center then.
Yeah, I just thought you were talking in like general stadium terms. What like your experience was? So that's why I didn't really stop you.
Now, besides WrestleMania, I know that there are a ton of shows. Obviously, GCW and the Collection, they're doing a bunch of shows throughout the week. And, Hack, I know you're quite busy as well, doing a lot of conventions and signings and things.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
You conventions and signings and things. Oh, my.
You sound like you're excited to work. I mean...
Dude, it's going to be a long weekend, but I'm going to meet a lot of great people.
Yeah. We
good energy.
Definitely can't wait to meet all of our Sand fans. If you happen to see us, definitely take a picture. You're not going to recognize any of us, but definitely take pictures with Hack. He loves his fans.
Speak for yourself, Tosh. I carried ECW through 96.
That's
so
right.
Don't
I'm
be
sorry.
Like, yo, isn't
God, here we go.
You're that little blonde kid, right? I'm like, listen, take it easy. Get in line.
It's $35.
Give me your money.
Didn't throw the super kick heard around the world. Out of the 1, 2, 3.
Are you talking about the day you first dunked at the YMCA and then he super kicked somebody for the finish that night for Tate in Reading, PA?
Oh, okay. Wow.
Shout out to Tate.
Shouts out to Tate and shouts out to Ollie nailing a super kick, too. Certainly can't wait to get these shows over with, kind of, you know, with WrestleMania. I mean, this is going to be a long weekend of wrestling. Night one, you have the main event. It is Roman and The Rock versus Seth Rollins and Cody. If the Bloodline win the match, it is...
They have to.
There is no booking decision that makes any sense besides Roman and The Rock winning night one.
You think?
Well, to put the heat on the babies.
Exactly.
Night two.
Yeah, you have to stack the deck against Cody in night two, no matter what, whether or not he goes over, which...
Well, what is Cody's... Like, if Cody and what's his name, the clown guy, win...
Seth, the clown guy.
Well, because what's his name calls him out.
Yeah, okay.
If they win, what happens?
There isn't a stip the other way.
Wait, yeah, there
yeah,
is.
Yeah, then everybody else is barred from ringside. Barred from ringside.
Yeah, which, what does that mean?
Or, like, barred from interfering or whatever.
Yeah, it's like, what does that mean when The Rock is on the board of TKO? What does that mean? Nobody can tell him anything. He can do...
Oh, yeah, I just happened to rip that stipulation up.
Whatever, yeah.
Yeah, I okay.
I mean, I get what you guys are saying, because I guess if Roman loses night one, he definitely loses steam going into night two, and you have to keep him as strong as possible.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. Does it make sense for him to lose night one? Get that win in for Cody, let him get his win over him in that match, and then not the next night? You know what I'm saying?
Well, if he wins...
I mean, if you're going... It makes perfect sense.
There's no consolation prizes. So if he wins night one and he loses night two, he's still dead in the water, in my book. I don't think getting a pinfall victory in a tag match over Roman and The Rock really means all that much when you're, you know, for a year plus, it's been the story.
They're not losing night one and fucking winning night two.
So Seth takes the pin, night one? I think he has to, right?
You would think.
Or maybe they want to get the heat on a future Cody and Rock match, and Rock pins Cody. Or, I don't know. I mean, you can go a lot of different directions in it. Ty, what are your thoughts here?
But, okay, so last year, basically Solo cost Cody the belt, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, are you going to do that again? Like, maybe you can have him lose the tag match and then overcome that again, but... Don't you kind of want it to be fair? Like, and then if you're going to put Roman over, that even emphasizes him, like, yo, I beat you by myself. I didn't need anybody else. That's another way I think you can look at it. Like, I didn't need the bloodline. I didn't need this. Like, that either, that.
Oh, man.
It would bury. I mean, he'd be.
But you know
dead.
What? Yeah, but you know
what's
what
the good out for Cody here? What's the good out?
Winning the championship.
Okay, but that ain't happening.
I disagree. We got the dollar on the line. You're going to owe me the dollar. I can't wait.
That's the only really good out for Cody, then, isn't it? He's got to win.
He has to win.
Yeah,
he has
to. That's win. A bad spot to be in.
Or he's dead in the water as a babyface, I think. And the thing ultimately, when it comes to Cody, I think is. He's the one making the towns. He's the one working every TV. He is been...
Working, he goes out and cuts a promo. That's not working, dude.
Well, heck, most of the... I'm talking about the house shows, and he still works in a year. He still works way more matches than Roman.
Okay, Roman works like five times a year, so anybody in that company...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He's working more than him.
He's working a lot more than Roman.
I know, but to me, it's just like they want to do this whole Cody hard times angle. How, like, yeah, he's had struggle, had hard times, but how hard has it really been? Like, if he loses this weekend, it's quote unquote burying him, but I think the WWE could pull off Roman winning and pushing Cody. And the championship to a later date.
I kind of have a sick thought. Now that we've been talking about this, is there any way Priest interjects in this tag match?
No, I don't see it. I think if Priest gets involved, it's in Rollins McIntyre on night two.
Yeah,
something's happening, dude. There is no way both of those main events go clean.
I don't think
No way.
I don't think
there's going to be something that's probably going to blow our. I hope we're going to be like, oh man, you know what I'm saying?
Can I
I'm
tell you guys? I told Pap on Friday. Can I tell you guys my prediction for night two? And yeah. I haven't heard anything in the sheets or anything. This is just my fantasy book and prediction. Night one, obviously, Bloodline wins. They beat up Cody. They bloody Cody. They win the match. He embarrasses him in front of his mom. Okay. Night two. Whatever happens in the Rollins-McIntyre match happens. In the Cody and Roman match, you have all the bloodline interference. You have Solo, you have Uso, you have Heyman.
Some great false finishes
False finishes after all the interference. Cody's kicking out of everything. And then The Rock interferes. And when it looks bleakest for Cody, The glass breaks. You get Austin coming out for the save, and he lays out everybody with stunners. Cody ends up crossroads to Roman, hits him with a couple crossroads, and gets the 1-2-3. You don't think the roof's going to blow off that building, then?
Rocking Roman against Cody and Austin. I can see that. A tag WrestleMania.
That's my fantasy booking. So then that's my finish. If I had the pencil, that's what I would book.
So then with that theory, you have Cody pinning Roman twice in the same weekend.
No. Night one, they still lose to The Rock. They eat the loss night one, and then night two you come back.
Oh, I thought you said Austin comes out, saves them, and then Cody.
My prediction would be Austin coming out in night two to save from all the interference for the bloodline.
I thought you meant night one. My bad.
No. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, so that's the match there. I think that the heat for both of these matches is going to be incredible. I don't know how you guys feel about The Rock working. The Rock hasn't wrestled a real match in, I don't know, let's get a hack check on that. Oliver, when's the last time The Rock wrestled a legitimate match? Because I think it's got to be...
Oh, my God, dude, it's got to be years.
It's got to be the Cena, the second match against Cena, and that was probably, what, 2011, 2010?
The WrestleMania?
I want to say it was 2012, 2013 was the back-to-back years, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, so The Rock did three WrestleManias in a row. He was the host of the 1 year when it was Ms. Cena. Then it was Rock Cena 1, which was in Florida, Miami. And then it was Rock Cena 2 in New York. I don't know if he's actually worked a real match besides that Eric Rowan three-second match at the one WrestleMania. Right. When he laid out Rowan after having the stare down with Wyatt.
Right.
I don't think he's worked a match. What kind of vibes do you think he's going to be having in terms of like his ring work with all that layoff?
Well, you know, do you remember when The Rock first came back, he came in the ring. I forget who he was working with, but he was doing a shoot-in, reverse, some kind of duck under or something, and it looked sloppy.
Jinder Mahal.
And it looked sloppy, guys. It did not look that like tight, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but dude, could it be 12 years since The Rock's like at a match?
Worked a match,
since
yes.
Since he dropped an elbow?
Yes.
Well, so, it says here, The Rock's last officially recognized WWE match was in 2016, WrestleMania 32, when he defeated Eric Rowan in 6 seconds.
Okay.
But so, I think he was the host. He was the host of WrestleMania that year, and then that's...
Okay. Well, I mean, besides that, he hasn't worked like a real match. I'm talking about like really working.
Yeah, you know he's been in the performance center working with people.
Oh, I'm sure he might have a ring in his house. I don't know what he's doing, but I mean, like, it's... Look, to go from nothing to that level, because you know the main event of Mania Night 1, he's going to have to go 15-20.
Well, it's going to...
Minimum.
It's going to be slow. It's going to be slow.
Well, and then
slow.
If you have the run-ins and everything, you know what I'm saying, you know, you can pace yourself.
He'll have a lot to disguise it, right?
I ain't worried about his wind. I'm sure the dude has wind.
I don't know about that. Like you were saying, he got blown up from just doing a little thing with Jinder.
I don't know about blown up. I just saying it didn't look real. Oh, yes, he was blown up.
He was breathing heavy as hell. Me and you both
after
saw
that
it.
Little stuff. Oh, my God, I forgot all about that. He was blown.
Yeah, I mean, I
remember saying it.
So, Hack, walk me through as a worker. If you haven't wrestled and, like, say you were coming off an injury or something and then getting back in the ring, what's it like when you're after that amount of ring rust and layoff, like getting back in the ring?
It's like riding a bike. You know what I mean? If you've had 1,000 matches, it's basically like riding a bike. The thing is, it's like right now, if I'm going to restart my career again, which I'm planning to, it's pace. It's pace, having the right person that you're working with and knowing what you're doing. I could probably go into the ring, me and him have a match tonight, and I would not blow up because that's just the way me and him worked.
Right.
We were never in a hurry to really do anything.
Now,
some guys are in a hurry to do shit.
Now, if you're working with not that they're not great workers in their own right, but a Seth Rollins and a Cody Rhodes, do you think The Rock's going to be in positions to get blown up, or is he going to be calling that match?
No. Absolutely.
Well, somebody's either Cody or Seth. Somebody's going to be taking the heat for a while. It's going to be slow. It's going to be methodical.
It's going to be very methodical. You know what I'm saying? They're going to sit down in a room and they're going to talk for a couple hours.
Yeah, and the Rock is smart.
They'll go get something to eat. They'll come back to it. You know what I mean? Go sign some stuff. Then they'll all come back to it. But they'll probably have their own locker room just for that evening.
Okay. The Rock's not going to do anything in the ring that's going to make him look blown up. Especially in a tag match, you can hide that really well, especially with the workers in the ring.
Well, and they're not going to need to do anything. The heat's already there. The crowd's already going to be with you.
They can do a Killer Kowalski nerve pinch on the guy's like shoulder and the place will go nuts.
That's what I'm saying. The heat's already there. You don't have to do much. Just work the crowd, play the crowd, a little fire back, a little fire back, cut them off. A little fire back, a little fire back, cut them off. Like, it's going to, like, they're pros are the best that it is.
The crowd, it's going to be an Eagles game. They're going there to watch wrestling, but it's going to be the weather of an Eagles game. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's going to be weird. I'm not so sure the crowd's going to be with it when they've been frozen for 3 hours.
Yeah, I know what you're saying there. Like, they have to have a good show. But
from beginning to end, it's got to be you're out there 4 hours, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think probably they'll have an opener, which will probably be around 6:30. And I bet you the Rock match doesn't get to the ring night one until probably about 10:20.
Wow.
I would say.
Dude, you can have them people in that temperature for 5 hours?
Well, I think that's probably what it's going to be.
Dude, there's going to be a lot of kids there, too.
You know, there's going to be a lot of liquid warm agents that people are going to be down
yes,
in, too.
Yes, but not so, like an Eagles game. That'll keep you a little toasty for a while, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But dude, I don't know. 35 degrees is going to be. That's going to be tough for that crowd to stay in it all night.
Yeah, no,
it's going to be really tough.
Well, we're going to have to take a look and see how the crowd reacts.
It's a Philly crowd, baby. We're always into
it's WrestleMania.
You three guys, you guys are going to be watching here at home. I'm going to give you guys the live report next week just to see if we have any differences of like what you picked up on sometimes on TV is different than what you hear live. And I know working like an open air giant stadium show, sometimes the crowd heat doesn't translate to TV versus in the building.
They'll just pump it in themselves.
Hair blower.
I need to know if Dominic Mysterio's boos are pumped in. You have to look in. You have to look out for that.
Okay. I will definitely take note of that.
Just watch the crowd. We'll do the listening. You watch the people. You know?
Okay.
You'll be able to tell if it's pipe because he'll be able to hear the pipe in the stadium.
They absolutely.
The pipes for the stadium.
They absolutely. To get them going. They absolutely pipe in crowd noise now for the home viewer. I don't know if they do in the arena. I would think that they probably do.
That stadium, there's going to be pumped in crowd noise. I guarantee it.
Yeah, I don't like
guarantee
that.
Guarantee it. But
it's just like, I know he has heat, but
when you hear it on
TV, like, it's like, all right, man. it's not 1998 Attitude Era anymore where you could actually see that.
Yeah, like, no, you can't.
Or are we going to get the Eagles' third down Rocky track? Third down.
I hope Dan Baker is there. That'd be awesome. So the night two matches that we know for sure are Seth Rollins and Drew McIntyre for the World Heavyweight Championship. I don't know where you guys feel on this one. I can go either way. I don't know if they're going to do a title change here. I don't know if Priest is going to get involved. I'm not sure what they're going to do. Drew Mack is certainly really hot. That segment with Punk and him and Rollins last week was definitely awesome. I don't know if Punk gets involved. I don't know what he can do physically at this point, but I don't know what you guys think about this booking direction for this match, Hack.
If they're not going to change the Roman, then they're going to change that.
Okay.
One's got to change, I would think.
So now,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Now, let me ask you this. If you see Seth Rollins retained, does that tip off to you that Cody is then going to go over?
No, then I'm just going to think, who the hell's booking this shit? Honestly, that's how I'm going to feel.
Okay, so you don't want Rollins to retain?
Well, no, I just think it's WrestleMania. It's freaking WrestleMania. Something huge should be happening.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But the thing is, it's like, if The clown dude was more of a heel than it would make less sense. Like, because you're turning, you're basically putting a heel in that title, in that title spot. I mean, is it Drew McIntyre is a heel, but to, dude, is there any real, real heels now?
Drew Mac is. I mean, yeah,
can't even say MJF is anymore because the crowd loves him too much.
You know what I'm saying? And Mac, dude, I think it's all right. Here, this used to apply years ago. It's if your babyface or heel has to do with the strength of your opponent, then that wasn't good. But now it's good.
Okay.
But now it's good. Like back in the day, you were nobody then if you were heel working against this guy and you were a baby working against this guy. But now it's kind of flipped, and that's how it works right now. There's a ton of tweeners. It just matters who they're in the ring with.
Right. No, it definitely does. I don't know, besides, you know, like Dom, if there's like really any like heels in the Fed. It's kind of, like you said, a lot of tweeners and a lot of mixed reactions overall for both sides, both the heel and the face side.
Yeah, so. I mean, how many, you got, like, so many people are, like, so into, like, the Uso freaking bump that that McAfee love. Everybody, like, they're all into these entrances right now, and the crowd's, like, it's like a Rocky Horror Picture Show, you know what I'm saying? It's the crowd, it's like, what audience participation night, like, every night yeah. with a lot of these guys, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, besides Cody, I don't know if there's that many like true baby faces either.
Cody's, yeah, Cody's 100%. His baby. There right. is.
He's like 1970s.
Yeah, you can't get any more. That's why he did that crying thing and everything. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know. I'm not even sure if that was his idea. Yeah. I didn't like it at all.
I know. We talked about that 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
You know, I didn't like it, but that. You go out there and cry, it's pretty hard not to get sympathy from anybody that's like 15 and younger. You know what I mean? Like those kids, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, he stays and he signs and he shakes hands and he takes pictures and he does all that stuff that a top babyface has to do. I think he's taking it down. I think it's his year. I think it's the time. I think Cody wins in the main event.
Is Roman a heel?
Yeah, but you know, Roman.
Right. Guys like it. Oliver.
You see everybody in the crowd put the words right. up. When,
you know what I'm saying? It's like crazy right
even
now.
Even the people who cheer for Cody, and I'm sure, are putting.
Maybe that's what's probably. That might be what's so. What I think so great about it. It's not so blah, heel baby. You know what I mean? It's like, let's see what's going to happen here.
Yeah.
It makes the matches even a little bit more interesting, also.
Yeah. So those are the matches we know on what night they're going to be. But for, as for the rest of the card, we have Io Sky versus Bayley for the singles match for the WWE Women's Championship. I think this has got
been there, seen it, done it. But a great match. Either one of those two. Yeah, those two will put on a great match.
That match is going to be awesome.
Yeah,
and I think it's Bayley's time. I think it. Well, actually, you know what? The turn just happened. She doesn't have to win it at Mania, but I think it would make most sense if she won it at Mania.
Don't you think her other girl, what's her name, Crew's going to come out and cost her that match?
It could. It absolutely could. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked
damage
about that
control,
at all.
Damage control, yeah.
Yeah, damage
control. I'd love to see Asuka go in there and super kick her and have her lose to that.
Well, they have.
To keep it right there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you could do that and you could delay it for later
exactly.
in the spring
you're
or
right
the summer.
There, you know what I mean?
You don't have to blow it off here at Mania for Bayley to get the win, but it
exactly.
is. It is Mania, though, and I think both these girls, they're just going to kill it. Like, Io Sky is fantastic, and Bayley is as well. So
who has the women's belt?
Io Sky.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then Rhea has the other one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's, yeah, Rhea.
Well, we might as well get to that match now, too. Rhea Ripley and Becky Lynch. That match, again, I think it's going to be a really good match. I think it's going to be hard-hitting. I think the work in it's going to be super tight and strong. And
Who wins, Tosh?
I think you think, by saying that, you think Rhea retains.
I think that's the right move.
No, I think it's Becky's time. She's got her book out. She hasn't had a run in a while. I think.
Wow, yeah. You think they take it off of Mommy?
I do, yeah, I think it's time.
How long has she had it?
Since the last WrestleMania, right?
Yeah,
she's all right. So, you remember who she beat?
I think she beat Charlotte. Yeah, I think it was
okay.
Yeah. Yep, WrestleMania, Charlotte Flair.
So she's had it for a year now. Like that's, I mean, they've been doing these long title runs, but look.
Well, if they're not changing the men's, they might figure you got to give them something changing the women. I don't really know who's in control up there right now, so I have no idea where their heads are at.
Yeah, I think it's like a mix.
Is Rock calling every finish?
No. Nah.
Is Rock and Hunter calling every finish?
I think it's mostly Hunter.
Hunter, Paulie?
Yeah, I think Paulie is directly involved with
Bloodline.
Okay, well,
if Paulie has anything to say with anything, there is no way that Roman loses the belt.
You're probably right.
There is absolutely no way.
You're probably right.
And Paulie would do the switch on the women's. That's just what I think.
Okay.
And he would probably keep Seth Rollins with that belt too, and have that chase keep going on.
I think it's all going to depend on where they're going with the story with what's their faction called? Rhea and Judgment Day.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it's going to depend on that, because I think Priest and Finn are probably going to lose the straps.
I think so, too.
I think so. They're probably going to lose the straps. Something could happen in that match. A little bit dysfunction in the group. Something could break. Like, maybe you're breaking Rhea off, too. Like, she's separating Dom. Who knows? I would like to... Becky doesn't...
I think that faction's done.
That's what I'm thinking.
I think Monday you see
dissipated.
I think Monday you see a blow off of that faction.
That's why I'm saying, like, it kind of depends. Rhea keeping the title, doesn't keep the title, on what happened with that faction. Becky doesn't need the title. I think Rhea needs the title more than Becky, in my opinion.
Agreed. Becky's the man.
So I would say keep it. I would say they keep it there, and that's just my opinion. But
I think Becky. It's her time again. I really do. I think she takes it, whether it's Saturday or Sunday. Well, I think they have a hell of a match.
What's she doing Sunday?
Well, no, I don't know if it's Saturday or Sunday. Is what okay. I'm saying.
That's crazy.
Which one do you think is more likely to change, the Bailey Iho or Rhea Becky?
Rhea Becky, I think, is more likely to change.
Okay.
Yeah, just because
I think it's Bailey Iho. Dude,
you put her. Didn't she just win the Royal Rumble? Did she? What did?
Bailey won the Royal Rumble to challenge Io Sky.
She's on her way, dude. She has to win it.
Okay.
You're not going to freeze her after that.
I mean, I think Io Sky is going to win, but I just don't see how you take it off Rhea. I don't know.
That's where the screw job comes. Well, that's where something happens, the money in the bank.
With the judgment briefcase, day, that
somebody
faction.
Gets hit with something. Something screwy happens.
Because it's just to me, I can't believe when I watch Rhea wrestle and I watch Becky wrestle, to me, it's not believable that Becky can beat Rhea. Rhea's a beast.
Like, and Becky's 4'8", 100 pounds.
Unless it's like a gimmick match or something like that. Man. But one-on-one going in the ring, it's just not believable to me that she can beat her.
What do you think about who's the other Samoan chick? Who's the big Samoan chick in the women's?
Naya.
Yeah. So there's no chance that Becky could beat Naya then, right?
I mean, she has, but it was in a last woman standing gimmick match. That's what I'm saying. It's like you could do it that
dumb spot, that last table ladder. Oh my god!
But I don't know. Maybe it's just me, and that's just what I think.
Nah, I mean, look, you can go a lot of different directions, but obviously, I think.
And if Rhea loses the belt, it will be directly because of Dom.
Ooh,
it
I like that.
It has to be because of Dom, not the other two.
That makes sense.
If you're going to split him, you split him right there.
Yeah.
Rhea and Dom, that's who you split.
Heck, I could see that. I actually like that prediction.
And I think Jade's got to figure into this booking somehow, some way.
Well, Jade, I think, would be more likely for the Io Sky-Bailey match, since Bianca Belair, Jade, and Naomi are facing off against Damage Control in a six-woman's tag. I think that you're going to give the shine to probably that Jade side.
Wow, did you see how bad they... Dude, they made Jade look like a monster on TV.
Oh, they did. She went over strong.
Good segment.
She came out strong, and
yeah, just look at Bailey's face. Who's the girl with the long hair?
Bianca. Yeah.
If you ever watch that again, watch Bianca's face while all this is going on. She is not happy about it.
Oh, you don't.
You know what I'm saying? She's seeing this other girl rise like right up here, right in front of her. She's on the far right, and Jade's in the center.
Well, maybe that
you could tell by her face.
Well, maybe that was a little foreshadowing for a turn for her, actually. So I don't know. Maybe they're going to get that.
But as a professional, you can't be real happy about that anyway.
Yeah,
because of her position, you know what I'm saying. And you got this other girl coming in, and you know you're going to step down a rung.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
And then when Charlotte comes back, then you step down another rung.
Yeah, a lot of times the talent's got to be rotated in and out. Like, you know, Bianca had her shine a couple years ago at WrestleMania, getting the main event the night and win, beat Sasha. But
I would love to see a Bianca heel run.
Oh, I think she has it in her, too. I mean,
I just don't see that.
I think she does.
Hmm. She's a great baby face.
What, like choking people with her hair? Yes. Like during the match and stuff like
yes.
that?
Yes. And she has, and she.
Ty Hong tied him with her hair?
Why not? And she, look, she has a really good promo delivery, so I could see it. I mean, I think she has it in her, and maybe it happens eventually.
Yeah, she likes that Cricket commercial.
Yeah.
Can't be heel and have a Cricket commercial.
That's a good point, man. You get that Cricket, Cricket money, and yeah, yep. You don't want to turn heel. It might be a business decision. I don't know.
Absolutely.
Next up on the show, we don't know which night this is going to be, but Gunther and Sami Zayn. This certainly has a great chance, I think, to steal the show in terms of the best match on either night. After watching Gunther last year.
I just don't get either one of them. I don't care.
Wow.
I just don't. I don't get the Gunther dude at all. I don't know why he's had that belt for so long, and I don't get Sami Zayn at all.
Gunther is an amazing, amazing mauler, a wrestler. He just beats the hell out of everybody, and he's on a great run here, man. I don't know
why. How long's he had that belt?
He's had it for over 400 days. I mean, he's broken the
So that's kind of like that's the MO right now. You know what I mean? Length, which I agree with totally. You know, you can get your Intercontinental belt and stuff like that. You can switch a couple times during the season. You know what I mean? But if Sami Zayn ain't winning that match, there is no chance in hell whatsoever.
Well, I don't know. I kind of think it's time for the Gunther run. I think it's kind of ended.
I think it's time for Gunther to move up and go after the heavyweight championship.
I agree.
Did you see Sami carrying that belt? I don't see him as a champion, dude. Wow. I just don't.
I disagree.
I don't look at him as a champion.
Yeah, it's the Intercontinental, though. It's not the heavyweight.
Well, that's true, too.
And the WWE fans, it's almost rewarding the WWE fans to like
why? Because they've been hating Gunther so long.
Well, no, but it's almost rewarding the fans along with Sami Zayn for how good of a job he did with the Bloodline stuff and everything like that. I look at it as that.
Yeah, he's an amazing performer, whether a heel or a face. He had that fantastic match with Johnny Knoxville at WrestleMania two or three years ago that was just like...
Oh, Johnny Knoxville!
Yeah,
match was great. It was very entertaining. That match was
fantastic.
I think I actually watched
that match for a Plunder hardcore match and a celebrity match. I said that's a celebrity five-star.
Well, Johnny did great.
Yeah, so did Sammy. I mean, working all this...
I don't know.
I think everybody did great.
That match was fantastic. Man, and the work that he did last year with the Bloodline run, they easily could have put the belt on him last year. He was certainly over enough to do so, but you know they chose to keep it on Roman.
He's tiny and has no muscles. Even
it's the Intercontinental belt.
I know you're saying the Intercontinental belt.
It's not the heavyweight belt. It's the Intercontinental
and Sammy,
belt.
Sammy is.
Well, they might as well call it the Cruiserweight Championship at that point. If you put it on him, honestly,
nah, he's
the Intercontinental belt means more to me than Sami Zayn carrying it.
But he's had it before. I mean, it's on.
Well, that doesn't mean it's right. Yeah. That doesn't mean I can agree with it.
For me, it's time for Gunther to have time off. And that's what it comes down to me, plain and simple, is it's time for him to have some time off.
I think Gunther, to me, makes the most sense to move up into the World Heavyweight title picture. Yes. And moving him up to the World Heavyweight title picture, him and Cody.
Are you insane?
Absolutely.
Seriously,
not.
Are you insane? Do you put Gunther in anywhere of a pantheon of The Rock, of Cody Rhodes, Randy Orton?
Yes.
He is nowhere near those guys' level. Nowhere.
Yes, he is. He's getting there, Hank. And he's a great worker. And he's also somebody you could present as, we talked earlier here about who's a heel and who's a face. Gunther's a heel.
He's straight heel.
He's straight heel, and that to me is like, if I was booking, that's a perfect opponent for Cody as champ. So I think take the IC off him, get him into the World Heavyweight title picture.
So let me just get this straight. You got The Rock, you got Cody, you got the Joker, you have Randy Orton, you have the Boss, the Bloodline champ right there. Is Gunther ahead of any one of those dudes?
Well, Roman works four times a year.
Doesn't matter. He's had the belt. He's worked four times a year, and he's had the belt for 3 years.
The Rock, you'd be lucky to get two dates on him in a year, okay? So you can take both those guys out. I mean, you'll take them whenever you can, but I'm talking about week in, week out. Gunther is next up in terms of that hierarchy, I think.
And All right, when you say it like that, yes, I have to agree with you a little bit more. I don't know, dude. Some guys I just don't get.
Have you seen him, Sheamus, and Drew McIntyre from last year's WrestleMania, that three-way?
I don't know. I probably watched it with these guys.
It was
probably right there at your spot.
It was an incredible match, man. You got to check it out if you haven't.
I mean, well, three ways are different than two ways. I'm not doubting. I'm not saying the guy can't work. I'm just saying the guys. That dude's not a superstar. He's just not.
I disagree with you, but moving on here. Next up is the six-pack tag team ladder match. Obviously, this is going to be a spot match. This is just going to be a lot of spots.
Dude, was this the tag tournament stuff?
Yeah, this is what who gets into this match.
I never realized that was for. Was it always for a ladder match at the end, or did they throw that stipulation in like halfway through?
I'm not sure if it was.
Because Ty told me it was. I'm like, what match are you talking about?
Maybe they did.
It was always a ladder match. Okay. Yeah, it was always a ladder match.
They seem to really always want like a ladder match at Mania, just for the spots and kind of like, you know, big crowd shots, I guess, and people doing insane things for video packages.
And you're getting people in.
You are. You're getting 12 guys on the card here that wouldn't necessarily be on the card otherwise. But Judgment Day, Finn Balor and Damian Priest versus DIY, Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa, The Awesome Truth, Miz and R-Truth, The New Day, Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods, Austin Theory, Grayson Waller, and The New Catch Republic, Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne.
I think they go over.
Oh, that's your pick for the match. Okay. Yeah.
I think they're hot right now. With the fans, and I think, you know, why not give them a push? I mean, you got R-Truth and Miz. You're not going to put it on them.
Nope.
Theory, Grayson Waller, I guess you could, but it's kind of a... I don't really know what they are, or I don't even know if they know what they are, really.
Yeah.
Throwing together for this tournament. That's what they are.
Kofi and Xavier Woods, you could put it on, I guess.
Whenever.
I mean, yeah, that won't hurt, nope. And the fans will always not be behind Kofi. It.
Isn't there a mystery tag, too?
Well, I think that was the Grayson Waller theory spot. But I've also, I was listening to Wrestling Observer Radio the other night. Meltzer said that it's not a guarantee that they're going to be in the match. So that kind of like, my radars went up for that. And I was kind of, are they going to do a mystery team in their spot? I know that the Motor City Machine Guns are leaving TNA, and that's Alex Shelley, Chris Sabin. I don't know if they're going to do them. I don't know if I don't know what the Hardys contract situation's like. I know Matt Hardy's deal is coming
Shelby
up.
Alex Shelley and Chris Sabin mean nothing.
Oh, they're awesome.
I don't care, but they mean nothing.
I bet you if they came out on Mania, they'd get a really big pop. I do.
Wow. No chance. Half those people don't even know who those guys are.
Yeah, but I think
half of them will not even know who they are.
I think what happens when you're in a crowd and somebody is making a debut and you don't know who they are, but you see somebody else going nuts for them, you get kind of sucked into it. I think they would get a really big pop if they debuted. But
Bubba and Devon? Surprise appearance?
I love that. I mean, I don't know what their working shape's like.
Dude, the last time Devon was in the ring, he did not look good at all.
No.
Okay, yeah, but he was laboring. But it's 12 guys in a match where you can hide a lot.
Oh, that would be the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, you got to hit the what's up, hit the 3D, you know. Do a bubble bomb, and you know you're good.
Right,
yeah.
Flame the table.
Yeah, Devon, go take a 20-minute powder. Like, yeah,
literally.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. So that's that tag match. I don't know. Not really anything. It's going to be. It's probably have some cool spots, but I don't think it's going to be a really great match or anything. Next up is LA Knight and AJ Styles. This is a bit of an interesting build, and I mean, look. I don't know, Ali, what are you thinking on this one?
I mean, two great workers. I think they're going to put on a great match. I just think with everything going on with The Rock and Cody and Seth and McIntyre, this stuff's just got kind of overshadowed.
Yeah, but, absolutely.
Which is, like, unfortunate because LA Knight was super hot and whatever. But, I mean, as long as they...
put on a good match and do good work, like, you know they will.
And remember they brought in AJ. He was with the Bloodline or whatever the first time he came out of the crowd, like, whatever, six week. Man, he looked jacked.
Yeah, shit, he's huge. You know what I mean?
All right, now, Gunther, AJ, and LA Knight. Is it Gunther more over than LA Knight?
Well, he's a heel and one's a babyface.
Is he different. More over?
Like, that's hard for me to say.
All right, so that's just another guy that's ahead of Gunther.
Okay.
My point, not AJ, though, you know what I mean? Because he does it. AJ's great and probably one of the best workers up there, you know what I'm saying? AJ can work his ass off.
Yeah.
Love the dude. Always had a great attitude back in TNA back in the day.
Yeah.
But he has no chance of winning that match.
Yeah, but people might hate Gunther more than people like LA Knight.
No, yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, Todd, you like might that? Be right.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm gonna have to list. Yeah, that's a good point.
So,
yeah.
Does that mean you're more over?
No, over doesn't have anything to do with heel or babyface.
You're
to
saying,
me,
you're saying
to wrestlers.
You're saying business wise.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know.
Who's drawing you money? LA Knight's drawing you more money than Gunther is. Rock. Every single person I said is drawing you more money.
Depends than on the opponent.
True.
Yeah, it depends on the opponent, depends on the angle, depends on the match. But you're not a Gunther fan. I'm gonna make you see the light here eventually, Hack. But
Gunther,
yeah,
not that I'm a Gunther fan. It's or I'm not that I dislike him.
I know.
You know what it is? It's like what Vince. Here it is. Vince always has dudes like that in his arsenal. You know what I mean? Like the foreigner, there was a German, it was an Iranian, it was a Russian. You know what I'm saying?
He's you think it's a bit cliche?
And I hate that.
You think it's cliche?
Just like he's doing with Truth now, too. The people love the Truth character, but to me, that's a Vince McMahon blackface character.
Okay, you think it's a cliche?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't like it.
Yeah,
and that's why I don't like the Gunther thing also.
Okay, I guess I understand what you're saying. It is like a wrestling trope.
Yeah.
It's like Vince making him like the jester.
Yeah,
like playing, around it's the yes, company.
And I hate that.
Yeah.
That dude's got way more talent than that.
Right. Like let their work shine. And I know what you're saying by like the
and he does that with the black people. He did it with Crime Time.
Yeah.
He just does there's so many tag teams and certain guys that he's just put in there situation.
Listen, if we wanted to sit here and go through the
Flash Funk.
The racial portrayals of wrestlers over the years.
The Pimp Daddy.
Yeah.
Godfather.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Vince just does that.
That's
I hate that.
It's awful, Blackface right? Stuff. Yeah, it's not cool. We don't support any of that.
Yeah, the thing, are we going to have are they going to pull a Jewish dude out now as their next big heel? Are they going to pull an Arab dude out as their next big... Would they dare pull an Arab out right now?
Think
about that?
Well,
you dare pull an Arab out right now?
No, Hack, I don't think that they touch on anything like that, really, with their stuff these days. Like, the last time that they tried to do that, which was the character that they had, it was Muhammad Hassan, and he did an angle where...
Was that the big black dude?
No, he was actually an Italian guy, but they had him portraying an Arab, and he did a gimmick where they kidnapped the Undertaker, and they were like terrorists, what, like
did
almost.
You take him in his coffin. And
no,
put him in
they
a trailer
they did this.
He was in the middle of a nap.
He was in bed for the night.
Yeah, he was in the middle of a nap and fucking pulled him out.
They did this angle that was really poor taste, and they haven't really touched on a lot of the old wrestling tropes of, you know, the history of wrestling where you portray the stereotypes and take things from the headlines and mix that in like that. They've kind of really distanced themselves over that over the last 20 years.
So then what's going right
on? The JBL Border Patrol one? That's insane.
Yeah, the JBL stuff, man. Come on, man. What's Gunther? Gunther is more of a, I don't know, like a stern, like leader type, but it's, yes, if you can't see through the stereotypes that it's portraying.
That's my whole thing.
Yeah.
It really is. It's not his work or anything.
Right.
I hate the stereotype.
You hate the stereotype. Yeah. Okay. Well, no, I get your point.
And R-Truth's great, but I hate the stereotype.
Right. Dude. I totally see it.
And he's happy he's making money, you know what I mean? But he has to know that, too.
Yes. No, it's unfortunate, and certainly we don't support that here. Next up on the show is the brother versus brother match. This is going to be the third time brothers have faced off at WrestleMania. Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso in a singles match.
Jimmy has no chance whatsoever.
Wow.
Jay's
just
way,
burying Jimmy yo, from the
game. Jay's way more over.
That's, yeah, Jay
is over, dude.
Jay is over.
Dude, I'm doing what? Well, what do you even call that thing? The bounce or whatever? Dude, yeah. I'm right there with McAfee on the table doing that. Okay. I love that shit.
All right, yeah. I mean, I think Jay certainly takes the match. The build for this kind of, I don't know, man. It really isn't like, it's kind of overshadowed by everything, and I don't really know if this is going to be like anything spectacular. Brother versus brother sometimes is tough. And
there's a fact, if you noticed, last TV show they had when they were coming, when the Bloodline was coming out the curtain, right? It was Roman and Paul, and then behind it was Jay trying to like high five the thumb dude. What's his name?
Solo.
And then they just had this look on their face, and I'm like, was that the start of something? Could the Bloodline be breaking up too?
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Jay and Jimmy going to come back? Or is somebody going to run in on that match and those two are going to get together again and hug it out?
Maybe. Maybe you can go a lot of different directions with it. And I think ultimately, you know, like you said, Jay is very over right now. But the Usos, you know, you can always put them back together at any point, too.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't mean that Jay's not going to be the most over dude on the team. That's no. Always how, yeah, the teams are.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you, Tosh. It's kind of getting overshadowed by everything a little bit. But if they work the match the right way and really storytell and go slow in the match, I think they can really pull the audience in with it,
yeah,
and do a good job.
Well, it's not going to be like one of them is going to be like beating the shit out of the other guy. I don't see it like one's going to be like the heel and one's going to be the baby. I see it more of a work match. You know what I mean? One guy goes for his patented move. The brother, the brother saw that coming. You know what I mean? He rolls, does something. I see it more like that, but I can't. I don't see a clean finish of that match at all.
Okay. I see a little McAfee interference.
That would be great. I love McAfee.
Like a Jay pushing McAfee over his chair or something like that, and then McAfee coming and getting Jimmy to win.
Which would be smart for them to do just because of the McAfee audience, dude. I mean, they're so smart having him on, putting him in there on Monday nights.
Yeah. Next up on the show, I know that we talked about this one at length a couple weeks ago, but Logan Paul, the WWE United States champ, versus Randy Orton and Kevin Owens. Hack, I know who you're picking to win this match. I know who you want to win this match. It's a no-brainer to you, but I don't know about you, Oliver and Ty. Who do you got in this match?
It's three-way, correct?
Yeah, it's a three-way. Owens, Orton, and Paul.
Well, you know the one dude has no chance of winning.
The one dude being Owens?
Yeah.
The one dude.
He's just not winning.
No, I agree. He's probably not going to win.
I don't see Randy having a USA title run.
I agree.
No, I think that's beneath him.
So Paul going to slip-slide it away?
He's going to get a pin on Owens.
Dude, I don't mind that at all, really.
Okay.
I don't mind it.
But I think if you're going to have Randy lose that match, it's got to be kind of a screw like way he loses. I don't think Randy can get pinned clean.
Yeah, it's like how many clean finishes are going to be in this match?
I don't think you pin Randy clean in that match.
That's, yeah, I agree. I don't think you do either. So I don't know what you're going to do for the finish there, but I think the work should be pretty decent. I'm actually kind of excited for this match. I think it should be pretty good.
Yeah, they're all good. It'll be a great spot. Randy and Kevin, like, they know how to put Logan through that old thing, and he's a good worker himself. So.
I could see like a Logan's down, Randy hits Owens with the RKO, Randy gets up, Logan brass knuckles, something.
Hey, like, why not keep going back to him?
Why not?
I was so mad at that. What was it? Was it the Elimination Chamber where he's supposed to? Oh, dude, I was so pissed.
Yeah. So no, that's I think it would be a really good match.
Randy, look out! It has an opportunity to steal the show.
Yeah, I would say that, and the Gunther, Sami Zayn, whatever night they're on, as well as Rhea and Becky. I think, you know, they have opportunity to steal the show whatever night they're on as well. So
women ain't stealing the show, dude.
Oh, I disagree, man. I think
I didn't say they can't. I'm just saying with the main events that they have, they're not going to be able to.
Okay.
You got that ladder match, too, in there. If they're on the same night as the ladder match. If they're on before the ladder match, they're not going to remember a damn spot in that women's match if the ladder match goes crazy.
Well, I just want to tell you, don't forget Charlotte and Rhea last year. Because they certainly stole the show.
Yeah. That's Charlotte and Rhea.
I
agree,
yeah. Well, I mean, Becky can go just as good as Charlotte can.
Did they steal the show?
Yeah,
they did.
Stole the show.
Yeah, they it might have been the best match on the card.
Yeah, heck, they killed it, man. Yeah. Oh, man, listen.
Yeah, it was very good.
I think everybody's going to have their working boots on. Last match that we know for the
show. They'll be cold, but their boots will be on.
Is the Latino World Order, Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee against Santos Escobar and Dirty Dom. This match is going to be really good work. I don't know. You're kind of going back to the Dom Rey stuff after not really touching on it much throughout the past year. And this match is going to be good. Rey just came back. I think it's going to, you know, really highlight Santos and Dragon Lee. But I don't know, to take one of your lines, Hack, for who for what.
Red, you said it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's funny.
To get Dom on the card, to get Ray on the card.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of ran its course, angle, I think.
And it also goes to show you where their faction also lays with Dom and Mommy, too. You know what I'm saying? That has to break up, I would think.
I definitely agree.
Because Dom shouldn't be relegated. Well, dude, if I'm relegated to working with Rey Mysterio, then I'm a goddamn happy wrestler.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's going to be good.
But he's had zero storyline for how long?
Yeah.
Zero storyline.
Not much progression besides the, you know, R-Truth stuff.
He's been doing the work with McDonough and everything like that. I mean, obviously, he's probably going to have something to do with the tag match. He's probably going to have something to do with the Rhea match, some sort of run-in in both of those matches, and then he's going to have his own match. So he'll be around, obviously.
Because a couple months ago, that faction was on TV.
They were the hottest thing.
Yeah, they're getting a 30-second spot here, 60-second spot there, you know what I mean?
Well, they'd lead Roloff a lot of times, too, coming out, lead him Roloff, and then, it's coming to a...
They certainly carried a lot of shows as well, but... WWE did also confirm that Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits will take on the Final Testament, Cross, and the Authors of Pain in a Philadelphia street fight. That certainly sounds like...
Oh, my God. If they have a set up cotton candy stand. Do you remember in WCW, they did that with the Nasty Boys and the Steiners. They had a street fight, and they set up like this cotton candy, like a fake concession stand, like 30 yards away from the ring. Oh, it was so bad. Now, that match is all but set for absolute failure.
Yeah, that's a bathroom break match.
Absolute failure.
And definitely, I don't know, kind of taking some of the plunder from maybe the main events. So, I don't know.
Wonder how long into the match we're going to see the spear through the barricade spot.
That needs to be retired. We need to retire that match for 6 months. That's the new Spanish announcer table bump.
The nip up. Everybody nips up now.
I've absolutely hated that spot for years. The barricade? And years. It's so overdone. Overused.
Yeah, it's overdone. It's
like, man, well, I'm waiting for Solo to nip up during WrestleMania. Then I'll lose my mind.
Put that on your WrestleMania bingo cards if Solo...
But the thing is, people nip up and nobody whacks them after they nip up.
Right.
Should do a spot, have that dude nip up and then rip his head off.
Yeah.
And then nip up again and whack him again.
Or both of you, the double clothesline, double nip up. Double clothesline, double nip up, something crazy like that.
We got to send that to Ospreay. Ospreay could definitely do
that.
He could pull him and Andrade.
Yeah. All right, well, that's the show. I mean, certainly those are the two WrestleMania nights. We're definitely excited to see the shows and can't wait for night one Saturday and night two Sunday. We'll be talking about this show next week here on the pod. But before we wrap up, definitely want to hit some listener questions as always. Send in the listener questions to sandmanpod@gmail.com. I think we do have an email from your boy Kev here. All right. listener Tito from Nassau, Bahama writes in, what was your favorite WrestleMania as a fan that you watched? What was your first WrestleMania memory? One?
Yeah.
You watched
WrestleMania? I don't have a favorite WrestleMania. I guess the one I was in.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
But besides that, I mean, like, Your first, you watched WrestleMania 1, you remember watching it?
Yeah.
So what was that like? Like, where did you watch it? Was it closed circuit?
We were on...
How old were you?
We were up the street from the... Remember where the chickens, that house, and the swim club was down the street?
Yeah.
What was it? What was the name of that road?
Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah, well, it was Sunset Boulevard in Broomall. Yeah, okay. He was a young kid.
Okay.
Yeah, I just remember. Dude, I was pissed because there was a problem buying it. And we were late getting it. We were buying it because it was like the very start of like pay-per-view. You know what I mean? And it didn't just work the way it does now. Like, I was pissed. The show started. It was going on for 20 minutes. I'm losing my mind. I'm on the phone with the cable company. Everything. That's probably my biggest memory.
Wow. Okay. So that's WrestleMania 1, your favorite WrestleMania. Listener Clem from Hollywood, Florida writes in, I'll be headed to town for WrestleMania week. What? Steak sandwich. Well, first of all, he called it a steak sandwich. It's a cheese steak.
Yeah, Tony Luke's. Wait, is it Tony and who now?
Oh, they changed the name to it. It was Tony and Luke's. Because
they didn't pay their taxes.
Yeah, they had a lot of stuff. Yeah, they had a lot of stuff.
I don't know. Yeah. It's right by the arena. Right by the 2300 arena. Tony Luke's. It'll pop up on his
okay.
on his phone.
How about you, Ty? You got any spots?
Oh, man. Like, I actually was like a really good Tony Luke's fan. I mean, honestly, you can't, like, John's Roast Pork has a good cheesesteak.
John's Roast Pork is the number. That's the one you got to try, man. Get the roast pork, get the cheesesteak. John's Roast Pork, it's right around the corner from the arena as well. They got kind of weird hours, but and I know that they're pretty tough. If they run out of rolls, they're done. So, but yeah, that's a great one.
Listen, you go and get a cheesesteak in the city, you're not going to go wrong either way. Like, honestly.
No, except Pat's or Gino's and their right. and their gross, disgusting cheese that'll make you want to throw up.
Oh, yeah. Cheese Whiz. He
well,
just doesn't
if
like
you
cheese
want
whiz.
A great cheesesteak, too, the other side of Passyunk, not Pat's or Gino's, check out Phillips Steaks.
Yes, Phillips.
I've never even heard of Phillips.
Yeah, Phillips is a great hack. And
Jim's was great on South Street, but it burned down.
It's reopening soon.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it'll be back open soon.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jim.
Shout out to Jim's. Listener Kevin from Dayton, Ohio writes in, besides Dayton, well, that's a presumption there, what was your favorite city to party in?
Well, Dayton was great. I don't know. Did I tell you guys the mushroom story, tipping cows, pulling mushrooms off of cow shit at like 6 a.m. in the morning?
What?
That's where you got their magic mushrooms. These guys, so I'm taking these. The day before, I was all ecstasied up. I was so high on ecstasy, I figured maybe I'll take some mushrooms to come down.
So your idea of a great time is picking through shit?
Well, yeah, when you get magic mushrooms, it was the greatest thing ever. Yeah, but party towns, the town didn't matter to me. I was the party. I mean, honestly, that's really how it went.
Well, all right, party boy.
The party was where the
Chris
hell Pontius, I was.
You party boy?
Who did he just call me?
Yeah, well.
It's a guy from Jackass.
Yeah, Johnny Knoxville's buddy. Yeah. Chris Pontius, yeah. Party boy.
All right, Johnny.
All right, Hack. Cane of the week, toast of the week.
All right, cane of the week is definitely going to the Philadelphia Phillies bullpen this weekend. They were so bad. It was it doesn't get any worse than that.
Yeah, I know. And they were hyping up the bullpen this year. It's supposed to be one of the best in baseball.
No, and the toast of the week I'm giving to myself because you should see the shit that I got to sell for WrestleMania weekend.
All right. Well,
did you look at the jacket? Did I show you the jackets?
Yeah, you showed me the jackets. Right. The jackets look sick. So if you happen to see Hack at the Sheraton or if you happen to see him at the arena, definitely make sure you get a picture. We'll have a lot of stuff for you guys as well. Ty, if you want to just run down the schedule real quick for anybody who wants to check out Hack.
Yeah, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're going to be at the Sheraton down in the city from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. for WrestleCon signing, everything like that. Friday, we are going to have also a meet and greet at the 2300 Arena, 4 to 6 o'clock, and that'll be right after the WrestleCon signing and then also right before the Battleground Wrestling show Friday. And who knows where else we may pop up. South Street, Penn's Landing, you know, the arena, who knows. But make sure you follow the Sandman Podcast on Instagram and Sandman Podcast on Twitter, because we're going to try and go live, have some interaction with some fans, and do some good things along throughout the whole weekend. So, yep.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. So check us out at Sandman Pod on Twitter and The Sandman Podcast on Instagram. We will be sharing photos and videos all throughout the weekend. And I can't wait to see all the fans out there and really have an awesome time. So we will talk to you next week as we recap WrestleMania and the entire weekend as well. And as always, send us questions into sandmanpod@gmail.com. We will talk to you next week. Take care.